It's, are we on?
Yep.
It's 8:32 on the clock, so we will call together, the order of the Gage County Board of Equalization for Wednesday, April 26th. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall, attendance by observation. Juergens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Vote. Denny, somebody switched yours. Tiemann, somebody switched yours. And somebody needs to switch bound. There we go. 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, Patty?
Don't really have anything other than I did pass Turk finally.
What do you mean you did finally? You told us that earlier already.
We passed Department of Revenue's stance. And so then the Turk finally, they were still asking Ruth what ifs on counties.
Oh, okay.
So there was a little bit, but it's not a big deal because, you know, I had worked with Ruth and the tax people all along, so we kept sending in our values to see where we were exactly. So, but what they do is they divide the counties up, the Turk members do, and they take all 93 counties and look at the reports and opinions of issues. And that is online if anybody wants, it's, you know, so if anybody wants to read it, you go into Department of Revenue or whatever, Property Tax Division. But only four counties got called in from what I heard from her yesterday. So all counties were pretty much on board with everything.
Pretty good. But
yeah, so the, and it's fine because I kind of knew they have a good, pretty good understanding. But, yeah, it's official as far as. So now we're just waiting to we'll run our receipts and everything will go out May 31st.
Are you, is your organization or the Nebraska Association of Counties getting any feeling back from the legislature relative to the tax issues on farmland? And
I'll have to say the president of the whole assessors group, he's against the bill. So there's a lot of things that, you know, he says it's not going to solve anything, in his opinion. They asked me to go up there last week because of the, there's five of us that are presidents and then the main president, but I didn't go. I watched it on from my computer down the hall, which is some of it I watched. And then was that on again yesterday? Or?
Yesterday, at least by reading the paper this morning, the budget, they had budget discussion yesterday. So that would have been, I don't know if that would have contained the tax bill or that 461 or not. No, it was just
budget. Well, I thought they were going to go on with something from that, or did that just kind of, I don't know. I have to look into that. But I did watch it, and I still think that we need tax relief
on the rebound.
Not tax, you know. I don't know. I think it's getting too late for that. I don't know if, you know, they'll get anything done or.
I haven't talked to Senator Baker here lately, but I think he's been opposed to.
I think
the governor's proposal.
If that bill doesn't come through or amendments added to that bill are changed enough, then they won't, you know, they won't get anything different this year, you know, in this session and stuff. So
that's kind of what's up. And I'm not sure where NACO. I guess I need to talk to Larry Dix. I'm not sure on what. Do you know what NACO stance is? Are they
just reading their emails they send out on Fridays, I generally think they're opposed to it, but I can't say for sure. I'm not.
Well, it's all the farm organizations are opposed to it, the business organizations are opposed. Everybody's opposed to it, but the governor. And so let's hope that it doesn't get through.
Well, any type of tax relief. If you have tax relief somewhere, the money either, you know, has to come from somewhere else or you get a new tax or something, something. So it
doesn't just come out of the sky.
And that's what I think people need to understand on the outside is it's not really, it's tax shift and it's tax, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be supported and how do we do that if we don't have, I mean, it's a long process. And, you know, they talk about Kansas, but I can tell you from visiting with some people that I've met in appraisal classes, Kansas's schools and some of their government is in bad shape.
They're hurting.
You know,
they're
really
hurting real bad.
So when people and taxes are reasonable down there, but there is some issues down there that are going on in their government. So there's always, you know, I don't know. So that's what we've heard from people. So.
Yep. If there was an easy fix or an easy answer.
We need some oil wells and mineral interests and things like that going up around here. But I don't think
that's and stuff. If Jurgens, his school district could share the pipelines with the rest of the county, we'd all be better off, too.
Yeah.
Have
you
guys
got any feedback on ag or anything? I mean, most of my ag is, you know, so schools are calling now, and I'm not real sure that the values, you know, they're going to be pretty...
Flat,
yeah. So, you know, that's going to be another, you know, thing that people are going to have to deal with, because anytime you do something to one, the other might.
Well, if a school district's already at the lid and agland doesn't increase and you have increased cost, where does that made up in the budget, or how do you handle that?
Right.
You know, so they have concerns too. Yes, so I don't.
Need a few more chicken farms and anhydrous plants. Just saying.
Well, I think it's mostly health care eating up all these dollars.
Health care. Yeah.
I see a couple of health care sitting over there.
Well, probably 20, maybe 25 years ago, I had a school board member up there at Adams tell me that this was before they joined the Philly or whatever. They knew they needed so many new houses, because that'd bring in so much valuation every year in the district, then that $1.05 lid that they were at that time, they could absorb because of new valuation that came on. You know, otherwise, if you're at $1.05, you don't get any increase in valuation, you're going to make cuts to the budget because you won't be increasing your budget. So, you know, I mean, it's I will say this, we as a board, we've talked about it as we were increasing valuations here, eggs, particularly ag land, that someday that would slow down, turn around. We've talked about that quite often. It's nothing that we are prepared, not, I shouldn't say prepared for, it's nothing that we haven't discussed, but there's no easy solution to,
no.
To what do you do?
You're going to have people upset no matter what you do and how you do it. It's got to come from somewhere. And people want more, but they don't want to pay for it. And
no, they want the neighbor.
All of us.
As long as the neighbor pays for it, they're
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
those of us in town
can increase Eric's taxes next year, and everybody on the board will be happy. So.
Well, I just mentioned that our taxes on our house in town are too much. My wife says, "No, it's all on my farm." What is this stuff? Come on. So you know you have to have a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
I want to commend Patty, you and your staff, about everything that you do for this county, and I know you catch a lot of crap, but you work really hard, and your staff is just absolutely fantastic. So tell them that this board thinks you're wonderful.
I appreciate that, because it is difficult. Kind of get to be the eye of the storm, but I think everybody, one thing that has opened my mind of being here as many years as I've been here, is that you have to serve on some of these school boards to understand what they have to deal with. You have to serve on a county board to see what they deal with. You have to come into my office and see what, you know, everybody just thinks, oh, it's government taking our money, and it's, but nobody wants to give up anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I had someone in complaining because we raised, you know, different parts of the county and the schools and things, but you also have disabled children that go to school that are put into the school system that have to have one-on-one care now. And you know, I wouldn't want that any different for that child. You know, I'm willing to pay more, and, you know, but I think until you understand that, sometimes we say schools are this or schools are that, and I just say, and I think you open your eyes to a lot of things when you work in the political life, and it's not as easy as, you know.
It's always tough, but I'm going to say it's always easier to spend other people's money. People sitting on boards, it's awful doggone easy to spend other people's money on stuff instead of tightening the belt and leaning up. We try to run lean, but there's still fat hanging on the bone all the time that could be sliced off. And as we keep moving forward, we might do some more trimming.
Well, and I'm not saying, I just think that it does open your eyes when people sometimes have the impression that, you know,
Well, and if we could get some help from the contractors that do work for these public bodies, that would help too.
Yes. Help too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut the path there.
Yeah.
County and city.
Luxury.
Now, I had a guy, and this is just, I'm kind of on my soapbox here, but I had a guy come in one day and say, I don't know why I have to pay for schools because I don't have any children in school. And I said, well, future of everything. I said, someday that doctor slices you open, you're going to hope he had a great degree when he's going to perform heart surgery on you. We used to be a generation that took care of each other. And I don't think we're here that, we're not there anymore. You know, everybody's kind of out for themselves. Neighbors are turning on neighbors because I've got lots of anonymous letters in the mail of people building stuff. And, you know, this has got more torn up ground and this has got a pivot. And, you know, it's changed since I started working here in 78. And I don't know that it's changed for the better. So I'm hoping people get back to being kind to each other and doing things that are better for each other, too.
Thank you, Patty. And I talked to you about, we have the planning and zoning recommendation for the late fees on. If you'd come back about 9:30, I'll just make sure we don't do it before you come back and stuff so that you're here.
You
want to
just give me a call then? Don, can just give me a call.
Okay. Thanks, Patty. Thank you. Anything else for planning and zoning? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:43 on the clock.